Zok the Helga Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Peya, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hey. Shnei Amarim. Someone leaves two bundles, that means two bundles or less. He forgot it. Shikha, it's Shikha. You have to leave it for the poor people. The Mishnah was Mazaki with a mitzvah. Ushloisha, but if he left three bundles or more, Einon Shikha. If the farmer forgot three bundles or more in the same area of the field, it's not shikha, he can go back and take them. When we say it's not shikha, it means none of them are shikha. We don't say, no, the third one you can take. No, he can take all of them. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Shnei Tziburei Zesim. Till now we were talking about grain, tfua, like wheat or barley. What if he forgot two piles of olives? Tziburei means things piled together, like tefillah b'tzibur, people together, davening. Shnei tziburei zesim, if you forgot two piles of olives, the charuvin or caribs, which we call baksa, shikha, you have to leave it for the poor people. But ushloisha, if three or more piles are forgotten in one place, ain't a shikha, it's not shikha. Okay, let's understand as follows. When they collected the olives or the charuvin, the way they did it was, first they made little piles, break it off, make little piles. Then they would gather the little piles and turn them into one big pile. Now I want to remind you what we learned about gathering the grain, which was actually a Mishnah Ches of the previous Perek. Shikha is by the last stop. If they made little piles, but they're not going to leave it there. There's no shikha yet. When you're bringing it from those little piles to the place of Gemar Melacha, which is usually on the threshing floor, that's when if you forgot it, you have to leave it there. Once you piled it up on the final spot, if you decided for whatever reason to move it, it's not shikha anymore. It's only right before the last stop. Not afterwards, not before. So just like we said by the grain, grain means tfuah, like wheat or barley, that shikha is only when you take it from the little piles, let's say, to the big goddish, to the final pile. Here too, when they collected the olives and the caribs, they would make little piles and bring it from there to a main place. So when you're gathering the small piles and bringing it to the big pile, that's before the last stop. That's where there will be shikha. So at that time, the Mishnah gives us the rule. Shnei tziburei zesim, if you left two piles, he didn't bring it from the temporary place to the final place, he just by mistake left it there. Or v'charuvin, two piles of charuvin, shikha, that's shikha. But a shloish, if you left three piles, if you forgot three, ain't on shikha, none of them are shikha, and you can come back for all of them. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, Shnei hutznei pishton shikha ushloisha ain't a shikha. Pishton is flax. Flax is different. There were no bundles of flax. With flax, you carried the stalk, the stick-like. So if you left two of them, it's shikha. If you left three, it's not shikha. That's how most mefarshim learn over here. Weiter says the Mishnah, Shnei gargarim peret, ushloisha einan peret. What's gargarim, and what's peret? Gargar would be an individual grape. What's peret? The Torah says, uferet karmcha loy silaket, the fallen fruit of your vineyard. Don't gather it, rather, la'ani v'lager tazef oisa. Leave it over for the poor person and for the ger. So we know about the mitzvah of leket, know about the mitzvah of shikha and peya. But there's more. There are specifically two mitzvahs when it comes to grapes. One is called peret, the other is called oilalois. Peret is basically the leket of grapes. Just like we said by leket, if you drop one stalk or you drop two, you have to leave it. So while you're cutting it again, if one or two pieces of tfuah fall, you have to leave it, three you can take it. By peret, if when you're taking off the grapes, if one grape falls or two grape falls, you have to leave it. Now, you don't take them off one grape at a time. You take the whole cluster of grapes off. But as you're going to take clusters of grapes, some individual grapes are going to fall. Well, if one or two grapes break off from the cluster and fall to the ground, leave it for the poor people. If three fall, then it's not peret. Oilalois means that the cluster itself doesn't look like a regular cluster of grapes. But right now, let's talk about peret. So, like the Mishnah, Shnei Gargarim, if one or two single grapes fall from the cluster of grapes, peret. It's Peret, you have to leave it for the poor people. This is what the Torah means when the Torah says, leave Peret. Ushloisha, or three or more, fall, ain't a Peret. They're not Peret. For that matter, Shnei Shibalim, if one or two single stalks of grain, like the sticks of grain, fall while you're cutting it, leket, you have to leave it for the poor people. Ushloisha, ain't a leket. If three or more fall at the same time, it's not leket. Elu kedivri besil. This that we're saying all along, that two has to be left, three you can take, is according to the sheet of the Beis Hillel. Va'al kula, in regard to all the cases we just said, we said two bundles of shikha, three are not. We said two piles of olives and carobs of shikha, three are not. We said two individual grapes are peret, three are not. And we said two stalks of tua are leket, three are not. That's all the sheet of the Beis Hillel. According to the Beis Shammai, add plus one. Valkulan, regard to all these halachas, Beishameimim, the Beishameim say, Shloisha Lianiim, up until three, one, two, or three, if you drop it. That belongs to the poor person, V'arba, but four or more, Lebalabayis, belongs to the owner. The Beishameim say, let's look at the pasuk by Shikha. It says, Lager, Leyosim, Ulealmona Yia. The Beishameim understand, you know what the pasuk is saying? Let's say three fell over here, one for the Ger, one for the Yosim, one for the Almona. That's what you have to leave. So three, you have to leave. I, that pasuk is only by Shikha. So they have a drasha to show that it's all connected. The Basil say that Yosim and Almona are considered one. That's why it says, Lager le Yosim vila Almona. The Vav connects it. And the Mela, the din of Matnas Aniyim, is two. As if to say, one for the Ger, one for the Yosim and the Almona. Two go to the poor, but three, the Balabas can keep.